Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 290, Grace That Teaches. Hear these words from Paul to Titus, and let them land. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. Titus 2, verses 11 and 12. Paul doesn't say grace was promised. He doesn't say it was announced from a distance. He says it appeared. It showed up, in person, in Jesus Christ. The grace of God stepped into human history, and nothing has been the same since. That is the anchor of everything. Grace is not a beautiful idea. It is not a theological concept sitting on a shelf. It is an event that happened, and it came bringing salvation for all people. All, without exception. No one stands beyond the reach of God's generous offer. If you are listening to this right now, grace has come for you too. But Paul doesn't stop there, and this is where it gets remarkable. He says that this same grace, the grace that saves, it trains, it teaches us. Grace does not pull us out of the pit and leave us sitting at the edge of it. It draws us into a patient, ongoing process of formation. God doesn't save the outside and leave the inside untouched. He is forming the whole person from the inside out. So what does grace train us to do? It trains us to say no, to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions. Those things that arrive smiling, promising fullness and life, and leave us emptier than before. But notice this carefully. That no does not come from fear. It doesn't come from guilt or shame. It comes from love. When you know the one who set you free, you open your hands and let the chains go, not because you have to, but because you want to. And then Paul paints the portrait of the life grace produces, self-controlled, upright, godly. Three words worth a lifetime of reflection. Self-controlled, balanced on the inside, not thrown around by every emotion or impulse. Upright, honest and whole in your relationships with the people right in front of you. Godly, connected to your Creator, living with the steady awareness that God is real and God is good. Grace does not remove us from the world. It equips us to live well in it, right where we are. That is the gospel, my friend. It is not a list of rules to keep out of fear of punishment. It is a grace that appeared, that saved, and that is now forming, with patience, with love, with genuine power. So today, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the day rushes in, stop for just a moment. Identify one area of your life where you have been resisting grace's training. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a habit. Maybe it's a thought you keep holding on to, unwilling to let go. Whatever it is, say it out loud and mean it. Lord, I place this area in your hands today. It doesn't have to be a long prayer. It has to be a real one. The grace that appeared in Christ is more than enough for that too. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.